Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I am J.P. Finley. I'm holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios after a long, late night in Ashburn. And you are somewhere in a car or with me in your AirPods or wherever the hell you are, and you got a new quarterback. I think if you are a Commanders fan, today is a very, very good day. After months and months and months and months and months and months and seemingly all of the months of speculation and discussion and just stupid noise, lacking context, and just what happens in the pre-draft process, particularly when you have a draft with a number of legitimate quarterback prospects, as we saw when six of them go in the top 12, eventually you get to draft night and things tend to play out how you thought they would on January 1st at the end of the college football season. Washington landed a guy last night in Jaden Daniels, who frankly was the best player in college football last year. Last year, he completed 73% of his passes for 3,812 yards in 12 games, I would add. Do that math for me, Landini. 38-12 divided by 12. What's he doing per game? He threw 40 touchdowns against four picks. 40 against four. Now, Landfill's going to do the yardage math, but here's what I can tell you. I believe that's a 10-1 touchdown to INT ratio. 10-1. Real quick, for the people in the back, 10-1 touchdown to INT ratio. By the way, this was all happening in the SEC, which general manager Adam Peters last night said it matters because he's doing it against the best. Landini, I believe you've crunched some numbers.
I think it's 320.
320 per game? Is that good? I think that's pretty damn good. And by the way, he's clearly gifted as a passer. If you look at the completion percentage, the lack of turnovers, the lack of turnover-worthy plays, because sometimes a QB sprays it and defenders just don't catch it. I saw a stat this morning, I believe it was from the PFF Commanders account, that said that Daniels, I'm trying to pull this up real quick. Yeah, here it is. This is from PFF _ Washington. Jaden Daniels' 1.7% career turnover-worthy play rate is best among all Power 5 quarterbacks. So if you're curious, that means on fewer than 2% of his throws, he had a turnover-worthy play rate. A turnover-worthy play. He does not turn the ball over. So when you talk about Daniels, I feel like so much of it grew to a disingenuous state that you hope it now, like, you hope it's like the ride of King's Dominion that goes all the way upside down and then you hang upside down. You know that pirate ship, Viking boat, whatever you call that thing? Like it went way too far and now you hope it swings back like a pendulum might be a better analogy. He is a passer first. He will beat you from the pocket. He has an exceptionally quick release and he gets through his progressions fast. There's just so much to like about Daniels. Oh, by the way, wait till he takes off running. Because just on the ground last year, he went for another 1,134 yards on 135 carries. Now, Landfill, good news. I don't have to ask you to do the math because College Football Reference has done it for me. It's 8.4 yards per carry. Another 10 touchdowns on the ground. So last year, he accounted for 50 touchdowns, 5-0. Listen, if I like to think we're past it, but if you want to argue that it should have been some other player, I don't agree with you. I never did. I think there's more of an argument that Daniels should have gone one than that somebody else should have gone two. I think if you're concerned about the weight or the – if you're concerned about his frame, Adam Peters was asked about it. We're going to play Adam Peters' full press conference later in the program. You'll also get to hear from Jaden Daniels, who we talked to last night. Also, it looks like we are up on the stream. If somebody wants to watch, you can look at my pretty face. I feel like I combed my hair pretty well today, Landini. What do you think? I need a haircut. I'm aware. But I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, you look sloppy.
I don't think I look sloppy. My hair looks a little long.
Sloppy Finbu.
Landfill, your hair's past your shoulders. You're giving me a hard time?
That's true. This is a style, though.
That's a style? We need to get the camera in the aquarium for the people. Landini, this is the pick I thought they should make. It's the pick I thought they would make. I think they crushed it. I think it's a home run. I think... The people that are going to call in and say this is RG3 all over again, I have a few thoughts. One, I think he's a better passer, probably by a wide margin, at this stage of his career than Robert was. Two, Robert was good. That was the most electric this city's been. Then he blew out his knee and fought with the Shanahans and a million other things happened. And it's hard to remember right now what, like, Thanksgiving felt like for the Redskins, Robert's rookie year, when they went down to Dallas and kicked the snot out of the Cowboys. But I think this is such an exciting moment. Getting to talk to Jaden last night, he seems so locked in and so excited about this. And I think just all the noise, I mean, I said it over and over and over, that with the pre-draft process, with the lack of real information, the noise becomes currency, right? And all the emojis and Top Golf. Kind of important to point out that all of these dudes now said they really enjoyed the Top Golf visit. Whether they did or not, they said it. We asked Peters if he ever thought that Jaden didn't want to come here. He's like, no, I never got that impression, ever. Just so much nonsense. Commanders fans, if you're out there, you should be thrilled. You got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that accounted for 50 touchdowns last year. And he had a 10-1 touchdown to INT ratio. And all of like the skeptical stuff you want to throw at him, oh, he's skinny. He is skinny. One, he can add weight to the frame. Two, he's proven to be super tough. You're worried about the sacks. We'll see if that comes to fruition. You got to balance the sacks against the big plays, though. Oh, he doesn't want to come here. That's clearly been disproven. You see his mom last night, his mom, who some people in town have chosen to write about, did the left hand up. Did you guys see that in an interview, I think, on ABC, I believe, like on the national draft broadcast? I want to check in with the Aquarium boys. How we feeling? Let's just do vibe check, Landini. Straight up vibe check.
I'm good. I thought that Jaden Daniels was going to be the pick pretty much the whole time. Honestly, they had an opportunity to take the guy that won the Heisman Trophy this year, and it kind of makes sense that that's the guy they would take. I think he's the right pick. I hope it works out. I think it could work out pretty well.
Jeffrey?
JP, you already know. My Ashburn syndrome is flowing. We finally got, you know... We got a contender at the quarterback position. We could be speaking too early, but come on now. The man won a Heisman. Let's go. I'm excited, and I can't wait to see what the offense. I can't wait to see what the offense look like this year. I can't wait to see what Adam Peters is about to do today.
Sure. I mean, it's funny because we live in this bizarro world where, like, they just got a quarterback, a question they haven't had an answer at. For a position they haven't had an answer for in 30 years or whatever it is. And they landed one. And I think the angst. There remain like these Drake May psychos, largely just like nameless, faceless avatars on Twitter. And if that's how you choose to spend your time and you're not a bot, like, God bless you. I don't know what to tell you. I think you should get a hobby. But whatever, we'll see.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.